Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. Things first.
So when I was younger, I remember three instances of my father engaged in conflict. The first one, we were driving our VM Laz. And on Mangosuthu Highway, there seemed to be an argument between a man and a woman. I don't really remember if the guy was hitting the woman, but I do remember that my dad stopped and the woman was crying. And my dad asked, "What's going on here?" The guy responded and he swore at my dad. Because he said, "Hey, Tekwena.
Yo.
You know? So my dad got out the car and he chased this guy down. This guy ran down the road. And we took the woman and we took her to a police station. It's a police station Langaphezulu, Mangosuthu Highway. And she filed a statement. I stayed in the car, so I don't know what happened after that. The second incident, my dad had this beautiful car. And we came out and somebody was peeing on the tire. I'm young, I'm like five, whatever. So my dad slaps this guy. Then that's that. The third incident, my uncle had bought a new house. And we were all there. It's like a housewarming. And on the other side of the family, they obviously had come through as well, right? So his wife's family, et cetera, and so on. Now, my family at the time really had something against alcohol. Like, nobody was drinking there. So they took it very seriously. But this particular guy was drunk.
Mm.
And so while they were giving speeches, he was being loud. And my dad came out. My dad is the youngest son in his family. Mm. And he's like, "Hey, try to tell this guy to keep quiet." And this guy turned around and said, "Hey, uba wena." Yabo? And I thought to myself, okay, it's about to go down. Pelise kayala, you know? And this guy went on to say, "Angikusabi."
Oh, okay. Provocation.
I was like, hey. And my dad just basically looked at him. And he went back inside the house and that was it. And when we drove home, I asked him, I said, "Why? What happened there now? Why did you leave that guy?"
Mm.
And he said, "You know, Caesar, this is part of the reason why sometimes I'm funu klale kaya, mina ngihlale kwami. Ngoba angifuni ukuba ngixabana nezidakwa." Yabo? And that taught me that sometimes you don't engage, actually.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get in the mud and you don't want to stoop to somebody's level.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, what I saw President Cyril Ramaphosa do, in the first half of the meeting, I thought, in terms of emotional maturity, he was perfect. He behaved in a manner that was needed at the moment, specifically because he was dealing with Donald Trump.
Mm.
But then, Donald Trump went on the offensive in the second half of the meeting after they played the video clip. And there, I felt President Cyril Ramaphosa failed to properly articulate our policies and the context of South Africa. So you need to, first of all, explain to people that our laws are based on redress because of our history, right? So when we speak of affirmative action, it's because we are trying to right the wrongs of the past. Now, yes, it's very clear that Donald Trump is a toddler. And that he's very belligerent and he's not willing to listen to reason.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to then understand the platform that you're on. This is the biggest platform that I think the president will ever get in terms of eyeballs. Yeah, he will address the G20, but not as many people will tune in to see that as much as they will this, because this is a spectacle.
Mm-hmm.
So then you pivot from addressing Donald Trump and you address the world. And that's where I felt that we missed a very good opportunity to clearly state what it is that South Africa stands for, and that these things that we're being accused of are not true. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I noted is that, you know, social media has democratized, I guess, opinion and voices to the point where it will disproportionately give somebody an opinion more than the influence that they have earned and deserve. So in other words, somebody can say something that will cause more damage than their influence can fix. And we saw that yesterday. I'll even go on and say, as adults, we must be very careful of the kind of journalists that we listen to and we engage with. Because some people maybe because they didn't gain fame at a young age, they are still after glory now. You see it in how they cover stories. You see it in how they report on things. You see it in how they tweet. It's really not about moving the conversation forward. It's really about them getting personal glory. Then the third thing, capitalists will be capitalists. You need to understand that. And in fact, politicians will be politicians. You need to understand that. Yesterday, I saw people now criticize, I guess, the Trump administration, but also Cyril's administration. And these were the same people that were instrumental in getting us to the point that we are now. I can mention them if you like. Some of them are retired politicians. Some of them are now broadcasters. Others have moved on to other parties. But they were also right there in the mud during the slinging. And when it was time for accountability and cleanup, well, what did they do? Just tip their hands. That was, man, there was a lot that happened yesterday. Mbundo?
It was a lot, Sizwe. But I think your analysis is spot on. The president's temperament, he was very composed, quite confident at the beginning, very diplomatic in his response to some of the statements by Donald Trump at the beginning. Straight after, when they blindsided him with that video, there was the smile. I understood it to be an awkward smile or nervous, because obviously you don't expect that. Some people seem to think that it was a smirk. He was probably just finding it funny, but I think it was just a bit of a shock for him. After that, things went south, I believe. There was a missed opportunity, but I suppose when somebody springs something like that on you, you don't have your faculties together, so you can't really perhaps maybe think on the moment on your feet. But he was still a person who did far better than the other members of the Team South Africa delegation. He did extremely well. But when asked, my question was, when asked about why is Malema not arrested, that was an opportunity as well to perhaps state that because of our democracy, we have a deepened democracy that we absolutely respect the separation of powers doctrine. That you've got the executive, I'm heading it. You've got the judiciary and you've got legislature. Now, the judiciary is the one that put Malema through the paces, and what happened there is that he was cleared. And the argument or the context was possibly missing. I know they shouldn't have gone there to explain some of the conduct of political parties in South Africa, but you would have known that Kill the Boer will come up, unfortunately. But maybe the context could have also been stated there, that in this instance, at least what the EFF has maintained and what allowed for Malema to be cleared in court, was that he stated that when he says Kill the Boer now, it's more figurative. It's not in the literal sense. That when they speak of Boer, it's more symbolic. It's kill an oppressive system, not necessarily a white human being. So maybe there was no time, so that couldn't be stated in that moment. But a lot of that is, I guess, if they abandoned the fact that it was the judiciary, in the same manner that you have Donald Trump now, who sent prisoners to El Salvador, but his judiciary, because they also enjoy independence, was the one that told him, you bring that one man back.
100%. You see, that's the kind of context that we needed. And I must state this, by the way, right? Zingiswa Losi of COSATU, I thought, did the best job of articulating South African policy.
Yeah.
By far. Give us a shout, man. There's just... Yeah, Paul, you want to say something?
I wanted to say, sometimes I feel like we are judging him a bit too harshly. It's very difficult to have a conversation with someone who keeps interjecting, and outside of interjecting is also calling journalists idiots. So there was a lot happening in that particular moment that at this particular juncture, I believe we're sort of skirting around. It was not the type of conversation where it's a give and take. It was not.
Yeah, but it wasn't meant to be that. We knew it wasn't going to be that going into it. And as a president, he should have prepped for that. He should have gone in with his talking points in mind and ignore the noise. This is where I say, for him, he failed. Because he should have expected that. Let us know what your thoughts are.
Personally, I think Ramaphosa did very well. He can't be reckless. Believe me, it's not nice to be sanctioned as Zimbabwe. You need to save jobs. You need to save South Africa. Unemployment is at 34%. Crime is bad. And... yeah, he did very well.
I honestly think he tried to represent us. I think even when he tried to explain that, you know, in South Africa, we have multi-parties because of the way our democracy is, people are able to, you know, voice out their unsatisfactory opinions about certain other parties and how we do the policy. You are right. I think he could have done better to actually say and deny, because I don't think anybody there was there to say, actually, no, you are denying there is no white genocide. The only thing he did was like, oh, John Steenhuisen is the Ministry of Agriculture, you know, we have people like this, but they didn't get him to say deny, or he even asked to be like, where in South Africa are these killings? But he missed that opportunity to fully deny the claims that there is white genocide in South Africa.
Kaya 959, MC Zwana, and the team, Nikrend. Mfana lapayana uTrump. Vele uTrump ingqondo yakhe is made up. Bekangakazabalalele labantu labayana, MC Zwana. Cyril uzamile ngokuchama kwakhe lokuhleka into engekho, but you know, uTrump ingqondo yakhe was already made up. Angazi ukuthi why nje besifunani laphayana. Mina ngabe ngiyasiyanga la.
Yeah. This is why the world must learn South Africa's history so that we don't have to explain ourselves. We know American history, we know France, we know, you know, the UK history, and yet the world doesn't know our history. The president, like I said yesterday, was not supposed to go to that meeting. That was a setup, and we walked straight into the trap and we got burned because we were not prepared. What a disgrace.
Damn.
Ushilo sizwe ukuthi sabe sibuzana ukuthi yena aya kwini no aya kwini var ufailile dismally. The only thing that he managed to do was to maintain his cool phela and lokho kumncede ukuthi angadeleleki njengeZelensky, but other than that, on the biggest thing ukuthi aba convince uTrump and the world ukuthi there's no white genocide, lapho ba failile dismally. Ngapha nalama golfer lawa, lama golfer ngathi uTrump ekawa briefile beforehand ukuthi nivumelane nami, because no one said I exist part of the delegation. So it's like actually, nah, a crime ayina khala, it's for no bekwele kuthiwe a white genocide ayikho. So they failed on that.
Well, so on that, now that you got to it, Johann Rupert actually did address it. Now, you know, this is another discussion now about patriarchy, I suppose capitalism, and racism all at once. Because you saw the power dynamics. That's peak capitalist right there, but also a white man. And when he spoke, there were no interruptions. It was as if he was the president. Because when he spoke, then all of a sudden people started receiving the message. And we begile ba Linda. So, before we went to news, we didn't really get to your opinion. Yeah. What were your thoughts on this thing?
No, my thoughts were, I don't know whether it was preparation or what, but I felt like we needed more facts. And like you said, context as well. However, I will give Cyril credit. He was charming. I get why now the golfers were there, because we clearly understand Trump really loves golf and he loves winners. And there you've got major winning golf champions that Trump really adores. And it almost disarmed him, made it very difficult to take explicitly the offensive against the president of these golfers. However, I felt like they were disappointing. I was surprised Johann Rupert spoke really well, but obviously he's got interest in the country. He wouldn't want to see the country burn, because if the country burns, then what happens to his businesses? But also Ernie Els and Retief Goosen were also short-sighted, because they've got interest. Ernie Els got farms, he's got wineries, got built-on companies. All these things that probably benefit from AGOA, he exports wine as well. So for him to not explicitly say there are no white farmers being attacked, I for one own a farm, and make those kind of examples, which are facts. We're not asking him to lie. So I felt like, yeah, they disappointed us a bit, but their presence, I get why it was needed. It did also help soften Trump a bit.
Okay.
I see. So, but never so nervous, or they couldn't hide it. Obana Ramaphosa na fikile mo stulung sele, o no bona ro o nervous. O bona ka ga the body language, e tswara a iphumela sefatlhego, a itukisa a etsang, o ne a le nervous at that level. Motho ona a sa tswa molo, who looked annoyed mo le ka the whole thing, ke Rupert le Lamolo. Lamolo bona o mo galletse Thambo ka re ba ka mo fa opportunity re a mo arabe, a mo address, a mo align, a memo tseleng. Ntshabe ni yena, o no ka re o bana ba tshwantse ge family meeting go bua this burning issue. Mutabar, kikupo ya toilet, or mutabu wa mu confront mu funer. You, I'm going to a meeting, I'll call you back. But wale bana ba tsukhile, bana ba tsukhile, mara Trumpo video ela malema undine na kayon.
Yeah, look, I think the president, our president, Cyril Ramaphosa, started off very calm. But when they played the video, Kalilu Mitoza, you could see it. His demeanor did change.
Mm-hmm.
But There was nothing Ronald Lamola could have said that they would have listened to. You see, bekhuluma imali lapha. Money and power. And you saw it in how they were acting to everybody who was saying things. And Johann Rupert was speaking to him as a peer. He wasn't saying, I heard this, I heard that. He was saying, wena, in the 70s, behlala nawela. Saying, wena, J.D. Vance, 6 years ago, I met you with my wife. You see?
Yazi, I feel Uthi, man, Cyril was just really so too kind, too polite. He really missed some opportunities to convey the message, Uthi. There's no genocide in South Africa, you know, explain our policies. Like you say, Uzinyiswa was by far the best person who articulated our policies in SA. And can we not forget the jab that Rupert took on Steenhuisen? Oh, I loved that one. But yeah, I really do feel, Uthi, they could have done better, especially even Rupert Naye. But Cyril was just really quiet.
Guys, has been fair. I asked what basically into Iwani or Ganja. When Donald Trump asked why isn't this man arrested, he did not give Cyril the opportunity to respond. That's number one. Number two, explaining, you guys say he missed an opportunity to explain our judiciary system to Donald Trump. Is that what he was there for? He was not there to explain those kind of things. Now you wanted him to open another can of worms for food. Oh, food pays well, look, the judiciary system in your bed. He was not there for that. Aye, guys. I say, you know, Cyril, my feet. Hambile la pausa mile, when Zilindo, I came a feet.
Not the judiciary system. But here's the thing, right? You look at the person you're speaking to, and I said this already. Don't address Trump. Address the world. There's a lot of examples you can use that Trump will understand, but that will make a lot more sense to the typical American and the rest of the world. So, for example, the issue on land, right? When black people in America, who are the minority, they account for maybe at most 14% of the population, when they were freed from slavery, they were promised reparations. And part of those reparations were 40 acres of land and a mule. So the mule represents, I guess, technology in order to help work the land. That's a context that every American can understand, right? The issue of immigration. You literally explain to him that in Africa, we are the America of Africa. So people come to us because they seek refuge and a better life. It's exactly the same thing that you guys are experiencing with Mexico. And those people, according to your own campaign, Donald Trump, they come here and they increase the crime rate. Do they not? They squander your own resources. Do they not? It's a very simple thing to explain. Then the world understands better, especially people who don't understand our history. This is what I'm saying he missed out on. But yeah, I hear what you're saying as well.
Good morning, Seize the World. Yo, something that we also need to acknowledge about President Cyril Ramaphosa is that he quickly identified that Donald Trump is not willing to listen to a black man. And he shifted the responses to the white men that he brought with him to the conversation. Even though the golfers and some of the people did not represent us very well, but I'd really like to applaud President Ramaphosa for that. And also for identifying that Donald Trump is not willing to give Umamlozi time to speak, and he actually opened the floor for her. Another thing that I really want us to talk about is South African journalists. I just felt like it was an opportunity for them to actually follow up and challenge Donald Trump, because President Ramaphosa couldn't do it, but they could have done it as the media.
Exactly what I was saying. Glory chasing. It's all they were there for. They wanted that moment that was going to go viral, so people were like, yo, you asked that question. But really doesn't move the narrative forward. As far as Cyril Ramaphosa realizing that Trump wasn't willing to listen to a black man, yes, there was that. But it wasn't him who called on the Johann Ruperts of the world. It was actually Trump who actually started calling them. He said, any else, is there anything you want to say? And then that opened up. But yes, I agree with Umamlosi, as you heard. By far, the best articulation of South African policy.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.